a sunny October Sunday here at Bristol here today, and Benevolent Fund Trophy won in quite emphatic display by George McMillan. George, that was some race.
Yeah, I enjoyed it anyway. You know, big hits with some top names, it's always good fun, but to come out on top's even better.
Yeah, because there was a little bit of needle between Mr. Bradbury and Mr. Moody, and then obviously Mr. Hooper and then Mr. Bradbury, and then Mr. Moody decided to go in with that, and then he just went, I'll join in too.
Yeah, well, you've got to, haven't you? You've got to just get stuck in and hope you come out on top, and you know, they were all hitting hard and battling. I just kept the nose in there and rode the big hits, stuck my nose in, and thank you, Dave. Yeah, it's good.
So, talk us through the race. Obviously, at the start, you got quite a good start there.
Yeah, I've got a good start, and you know, I knew I had Bradbury, Hooper, Moody behind me, so just run as much as you can and hope you get the brakes. And, you know, we're chasing Si Haraway there. He was fast at the start. I wasn't really reeling him in that much. We were getting there slowly, and then the yellow flag helped to get to him, and then you know, helped the rest get to me, and the big battle started for there.
Of course, now all eyes on the final. Should be a bit tasty as well.
Yeah, well, the good thing is, you know, with this wing, I get to start at the back now, and I can just watch them, you know, sort each other out and hopefully sneak through again.
It's not a gold roof curse now, is it?
Well, you know, who said number one was unlucky? You know, number one's not been unlucky for me so far.
So you're sticking with number one for the rest of the season and then going 100, or are you going to stay your 100 one number one for the remainder of the season?
The plan was to go one for the rest of this year and then change to 100, but now that I've seen the car with a big one on it, you know, I love my number 100. I always say the 100 is not my number, it's my dad's number, and I just, you know, use it as a kind of mark of respect to him. And I would love to see 100 on a gold wing, but you know, how often do you get the chance to go number one? I get to go 100 and pay my respects to him every year, but how often do we get a chance to go number one?
Yeah. Maybe for the Mac 100 next year.
Yeah. Oh, you know, that's a good idea. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Yeah. But, you know, if we keep number one next year, we'll maybe do that. We'll get 100 on there for that.